Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. If you're looking for an unforgettable, hair-raising experience, you may want to drive across Trail Ridge Road in the Rocky Mountains National Park in Colorado. It is the highest continuous paved road in North America. It's 48 miles long, reaching an elevation of 12,183 feet. 11 miles of the road are above 11,000 feet. At 11,000 feet, you are going to feel the effects of low oxygen. I've driven this road. As the road rose in elevation, I noticed the absence of guardrails. What few there were far between each other, and not near some of the great drop-offs. If you're the nervous type, it is white-knuckle driving time. You drive close to the edge, keeping one eye on the road and oncoming traffic, and the other eye on the precipice which begins at the edge of the road, and from which there is no return. There are a few other hazards that go along with driving this road. Many drivers experience altitude-related symptoms. They become nauseous, have headaches, feel lightheaded, and experience shortness of breath. When I drove the road, I saw people pulled over into one of the few rest areas and leaving their breakfast on the ground. It wasn't a pretty sight. Driving across Trail Ridge Road is a metaphor that can help us understand what we feel when we are in the depths of grieving. It can act as a mirror, providing insight into the grieving journey that many of us experience. Similarly to driving across Trail Ridge Road, where we find ourselves suddenly in thin air, breathing deeply for relief, grief can hit us all of a sudden, elevating our emotional state to a place where we may experience difficulty breathing. On Trail Ridge Road, some people need to pull over to reorient themselves to the stress associated with driving across this road. When we are in the depths of grieving, we also need to pull over and slow down, reorienting ourselves to what we are experiencing. When I pulled into one of these rest areas to get out and experience the view, I was standing higher than many of the mountains in this range. I was higher than many of the birds who were flying below me. As we grieve, when we pull into our metaphorical rest area, we can use these moments to gain a deeper perspective of what we are experiencing. Instead of running away from our feelings, we can recognize them. Instead of numbing our pain, we can recognize what the pain feels like. This type of awareness makes us more compassionate to all others who are experiencing grieving. It lets us know that we're not alone. It lets us know that other people feel exactly as we do. As I drove across Trail Ridge Road, there were many miles where there were no guardrails. The drop-offs were immense, and there was no room for error. Grief can feel like this. We can feel lost and close to the edge, not knowing what to do or where to go. It can be a frightening experience. The only way off Trail Ridge Road is to keep driving. That's the only way we get through grieving, is to keep going and moving forward. We can't sit still. We have to keep moving forward. Eventually, we'll pass our grieving summit and gradually descend to a space we're more familiar with. When I exited Trail Ridge Road, I pulled over to the side of the road, got out of my car, and looked back. I saw Trail Ridge Road rise again into the mountains, and I followed the outline of the mountain peaks, thinking, I crossed that. I had a wonderful sense of accomplishment. I had a story that I could share for the rest of my life. I did something lots of people will never do. I made it. That's how it is with grieving. You and I will make it through. We will make it through. We will go on living. We will allow happiness to come into our lives once again. And one day, we will look back and say, I did it. We can say with poet Edgar Albert Guest, we saw it through. Here is his poem, See It Through. When you're up against a trouble, meet it squarely, face to face. Lift your chin and set your shoulders. Plant your feet and take a brace. When it's vain to try to dodge it, do the best you can do. You may fail, but you may conquer. See it through. Black may be the clouds about you, and your future may seem grim, but don't let your nerve desert you. Keep yourself in fighting trim. If the worst is bound to happen, spite of all that you can do, running from it will not save you. See it through. Even hope may seem but futile when with troubles you're beset, but remember you are facing just what other men have met. You may fail, but fall, still fighting. Don't give up, whatever you do. Eyes front, head high to the finish. See it through. Never quit. Never give up. Your best days are in front of you. See it through. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.